we essentially partnered with NKU after we taught a class beginning in February of 2012 at Kilgore Elementary. And essentially, it was a STEM-based curriculum. We looked at a Harvard Business School case dealing with lemons. And I talked with NKU and said, why don't we create an even more engaging curriculum? And why not we work together and create an app with the kids? So the kids created a lemon-based, engaging Android app. And NKU essentially wrote the code for it.
And they did that for you pro bono.
Yes. The College for Applied Informatics was very generous with their time, as were several other of our partners. And they did it all pro bono for us.
This year, the Partnership for Innovation in Education is spearheading another app project between Kilgore and NKU. Tell me about what you have going on this year.
Right, beginning in 1 week at Kilgore Elementary, but available to all 33,000 Cincinnati Public School students, we're creating something called the App Incubator Program, which is an after-school program that we're actually allowing kids to learn how to write apps. And these are kids ages, let's see, fourth grade through sixth grade. So it's very exciting for these children, and the program is available virtually to the entire school district in Cincinnati.
They're using a new program created at MIT called App Inventor to do this. How is this changing the core curriculum in regards to technology in elementary schools?
Well, as you probably know, STEM, science, technology, engineering, and math are key concepts, not only the learning and the skills, but it's essentially the application of STEM-based concepts. So the App Inventor, just like other concepts out there, essentially allows kids to utilize the learning that they're using in classrooms and actually produce a product or create a service that then they can launch globally. School is not just a teacher, but it's a teacher using tools that encompass everyday living, that we collaborate with partners outside the schoolyard.
Do kids have a better grasp on technology than adults? This could turn out to actually be a real moneymaker for the school.
Absolutely. Many school districts are embracing this because this essentially provides a whole new revenue stream for the school district in tandem with teaching teachers how to embed technology into their lesson plans. So, as you probably understand, kids are sometimes so much further ahead of the tech curve than a lot of us are. And the fact that they're being engaged at this point is a completely new. This is the first ever program this past year, and we're having so much interest nationally about putting this program through for other school districts who are interested in the application of a case-based STEM curriculum.
What do you want the students from Kilgore and the students from NKU to take away from this experience?
Well, I think anyone talks about schools trying to develop career-ready kids. And I think when you marry kids in elementary school to kids who are graduate and undergraduate students, I think you get an interesting learning curve. And I think that in many cases, you learn more when you're older, when you're a student, when you can teach younger kids. And then it's in an aspirational way, the younger kids see what it is to be a college student and what the requirements and the demands are on a college student and what it is to maybe, you know, look at a job that you have an interest in the next 10 to 12 years.
You can find out how to get more information about the Partnership for Innovation in Education on our website at wnku.org under local news. Mary Welsh Schluter, good luck with the project. Thank you.
Thank you.